Welcome to Dear Wallflower, your podcast advice column for the woman who desires to deepen and beautify her inner world. With every episode, I, along with frequent guests and experts, will answer a letter from listeners just like you who are looking for insight and wisdom on the most pressing questions in their story right now. Make sure to stick around until the end for recommendations on books, movies, music, lifestyle, beauty, and more. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cup of tea and come on in. Welcome, dear listeners, to this episode of Dear Wallflower, a podcast for the woman with a deep inner world. I am your host, Kelia Clarkson. I am an actress, writer, and the editor-in-chief of Wallflower Journal. And we'll be getting to this week's letter in just a few moments, but first, let's get into the pre-letter segment of the show, a segment that we call Roses and Thorns, where we recount the highs and lows of the week, starting with a thorn, something that left us feeling dry or depleted or frustrated this week, and finishing off with a rose, something that fostered our inner world or brought us joy or built us up. And as always, as I go through my own roses and thorns of this week, I just encourage you to reflect on your own roses and thorns and maybe even start writing them down so that you can see the different weeks and the different challenges that each week has brought you and how you have made it through those challenges and made it through the thorns and the beautiful roses that have come along the way. And you can look back on all the roses that you've been given in the past weeks. That's one of my favorite things to do, is look back through all of my roses. So without further ado, my thorn this week is that for some reason in our apartment, we love our apartment so much, but for some reason we have just had this weird little problem with gnats that just keep showing up. And we have tried everything we possibly can, you know, fly traps, sprays, all these things, but they just keep showing up. And it's not too many, but it's enough that it's just annoying. They'll just kind of fly around on our faces every now and again and then disappear and then come back. And just when we thought we got rid of them, they'll show up. So it's just been one of those just kind of annoying things that's been my thorn this week. But my rose is that I got to celebrate my husband Nathan's birthday just last week. And so we took a trip down to Orange County, which for those of you who are maybe not familiar with the area, you get to drive down by the ocean on this highway that's like right on the coast. And so you get some of the most beautiful views, and you're driving by these bright yellow flowers that are all over the mountains. They're just up by the coast. And so that was just so much fun. And we got to see my wonderful mother-in-law, who was speaking at an event down there. And it was just such a lovely few days that we don't often go to the beach because we live far enough inland that it's just kind of far, you know? But it was just so much fun to spend a couple of days on the beach with Nathan and my mother-in-law and talking and exploring. And we went to this little burger shack that overlooked the ocean. And to me, there are just so few things as pleasing as a cheeseburger and fries. So that was a really, really wonderful rose that is just going to be tucked away in my memory banks for years to come. All right, so just a couple of things before I move on to letter for this week. If you have been enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a review, because it just helps it so very much. It helps it to boost the podcast, get it in front of other people who might enjoy it, who might identify with the letter that week, and make sure to share with a friend. And lastly, I would love to encourage you to send in your own letter to dearwallflower@wallflowerjournal.com. My guests and I would be honored to have the opportunity to speak into the issues that you are facing in your story today, whatever they might be. Okay, so let's move on to our letter for this week, which covers the subject of how to listen to our mind when our heart seems to be doing a lot of the talking. This is a long letter, but I'm going to read all of it because I think all of it is so important for you all to hear. Dear Wallflower, I recently met a man whom I believe I might marry, but I'm worried I'm letting my imagination run way ahead of reality, and I'm not quite sure how to rein it in. I am 36 years old and have been perpetually single for most of my life, but I've always dreamed of finding the right man, and this is the first time I've met someone I think could be him. The last time I fell in love was nearly 10 years ago, and it's something that happened gradually. I don't generally fall in love easily. Furthermore, every time I've been in love, 3 times in my life before now, it's taken me years to move on. This is for context, to demonstrate that I am not the kind of person who falls in or out of love quickly. Now to my current situation. I met this man online, and from the beginning, it has felt like God has been pulling the strings. I'd given up on dating. As an introvert, it felt like it could never work out for me, and I was tired of seeing photos of men holding fish. But one morning, I felt prompted to open the Christian dating app I hadn't yet deleted from my phone. And within a few minutes, I came across his profile. I clicked like, we matched, and by lunchtime, he'd sent me a message. Since then, we've texted every day, talked on video chat about twice a week, usually for a good hour and a half at a time, and had one in-person date that lasted over 6 hours, where we just talked nonstop. He lives in a different city and had to cancel our second date due to illness. So in the 5.5 weeks since we first connected, we've only met that once. He seems thoughtful and serious, but easygoing and quick to laugh at himself. He has a great smile. He's intellectual, but has many practical skills. Every time I ask him a question about a serious topic, marriage, faith, politics, gender roles, current issues, etc., I've had the, for me, very unusual experience of hearing my own opinion come out of his mouth. We seem to agree on everything important. I keep thinking about how much various members of my family will like him. Plus, I find him extremely interesting and attractive. I suppose it's no wonder I am half in love already. He's made it clear he's interested, but he's also made it clear he wants to take time getting to know me and has no intention of jumping headlong into a relationship. I think this is prudent. I've always thought the best foundation for a marriage was to be friends first. So, how do I tell my hyperactive heart to just cool it? How do I prevent myself impulsively declaring feelings he's probably not ready to hear? I really want to let him set the pace, but I'm also, just to complicate matters, hearing the clock ticking away the years. And I've always hoped to have children. I'll be 37 in a couple of months. I've waited a long time to find the right man. And with every conversation with this one, I feel like God is laughing and saying, well, you wanted a compatible man. Look how compatible I've made him. But I'm also very aware that it takes time to truly know another human being. And in the grand scheme of things, I barely know this one yet. No doubt this means I'm mostly in love with the idea of this man, and that might mean I've got blinders on already. How do I keep an open heart but reassert my prudent mind over it? From a runaway heart. So I just so loved reading through this letter when I first read through it. So thank you so much for sending in this letter. I really appreciate you offering up so many details and really vulnerable questions that I'm sure a lot of listeners either personally identify with or know someone who would identify with. So I can't tell you how many times I have struggled with this very problem of letting my heart get caught up in what could be, you know, swept up in the possibilities of what might happen if this person does this, and then I'll do that. And, you know, leaving my mind miles behind, right? And we can do this about a lot of things, about a job opportunity, about a new city that we might want to move to, and of course, about relationships. And from the way that our writer described this man, he sounds like a really wonderful match. Truly, he sounds like the type of person that you would always hope to meet. So I can understand where this runaway heart, as she describes it, comes from. But I'm also glad to hear that our writer seems to be fully aware of the slippery slope that can come with throwing yourself into a new relationship before you really know them. And that's already a lot of the hard work, is admitting that it's possible to be more in love with the idea of this person than who he actually is just yet, right? So this is already incredibly self-aware and wise of our writer. So props to you, just to begin with. So obviously, I don't know our writer personally. I don't know much about her new relationship aside from what she shared. But after reading her letter, there were a few things that came to mind for me. So first, I'd say allow him the opportunity to earn your love. And I know this sounds strange, but what I mean by this is let him woo you. Let him win you over and allow yourself to just enjoy the feeling of being pursued by someone who says that they like you. You know, just enjoy that process because it doesn't last forever. In fact, if this is the person that you end up with, then this is just going to be a blip in the grand scheme of things. So first, I would say just really bask in these early days of discovering new things about each other, not quite knowing where things are going yet, but really liking where they seem to be heading because it's such a fleeting and lovely time in a relationship. So savor it as much as you can. And one way that might be helpful to think of it is think of it like you're sipping on a cup of coffee rather than gulping it down. You know, just let yourself sip on this and enjoy this moment. Second, I know this can be so difficult when you're newly dating. I totally understand that from firsthand experience, but try not to let yourself daydream too much. And I say this as someone who I'm always daydreaming about different things, right? So I know really difficult because it's natural for this person to be almost all you think about, you know, to take up so much space in your thoughts and work their way in because everything is just still so new and you still don't have the answers to all the questions that are whirling around about him and about the relationship and about the future. So it's normal, you know, to wonder what he's doing right now. Is he thinking about me too? Or to replay the date that you had in your mind over and over, or to reread the text messages that you last sent to each other. But as much as you can, if you find yourself spending too much time kind of replaying and rereading and thinking, do what you can to move your mind onto something else. So text or call a friend to catch up and talk about their life. You know, turn on a podcast or pick up the book that you've been meaning to start. So I'm not suggesting that it's bad to ever think about him. It's okay, you know, to get excited about this person that you really like and he seems to like you too. But when it feels like he might be taking up a lot of your thoughts and you're kind of allowing some of these dreams to kind of build up that you mentioned in your letter, try to get yourself to move on for a little while, to just kind of flip your mind onto a new page, if that makes sense. Third, and this is kind of related to the last point, but remind yourself right now he is too perfect, right? And it sounds like there are so many wonderful things, but remind yourself he's also just a human and be ready to encounter things that aren't so amazing about him because they're there. And if you continue in this relationship, they will eventually come out as they always do. I think it's really easy and just so understandable to sort of build up a person in our mind when we're falling for them. You know, everything they do is perfect and amazing. And you kind of put them on this pedestal and they can do no wrong. And then when we're confronted with the real person that they are, the person with flaws and struggles that we couldn't see at the very beginning, the person that leaves their socks on the floor or has really bad days, we end up being taken by surprise because we filled in the blanks about who they were when we didn't have all the information, that we came to find out that that we were wrong about some of those things that we filled in. So, and this is, of course, when you get to that point in the relationship, that's when love becomes a choice, right? Where we choose to love this person that we now know to be fallible and broken in their own unique ways, as we all are, every single one of us. But I think keeping that in mind before you know everything about this person can potentially help what you call your runaway heart, keep it in check, you know? Remind yourself there are going to be things that are not so perfect and wonderful, but that's okay. Fourth, I agree with his desire to take things slow. I think that you are right to say that it's prudent to do this. I'm really glad that you agree on this. However, this doesn't mean that you have to hide what it is that you're feeling or neglect to share what it is that you're looking for. So, our writer expressed that she's in her mid-30s, that she has always hoped to have children. This isn't something to just ignore. That would not be a small compromise. So it's okay to be a little bit upfront about what it is that you're looking for. It could be helpful for a writer to be honest with him about what she's looking for without pressuring him to move faster than he's ready to. So this can look like kind of plainly expressing, look, this is what I am looking for. I'm dating in order to find someone to marry, and I'm happy to let things evolve and really take our time to get to know each other. But I just want to know for my own peace of mind that I am not the only person here with this desire. And, you know, if he's around the same age, same values in life, which it sounds like you guys share that in common, chances are he has a lot of the same thoughts and concerns about waiting too long. And it's actually a good thing to kind of get that out in the open, without putting pressure on him to, you know, make the decision right now or anything like that. So, those are some of the things that came to mind. And lastly, I would just say, continue to pray about this. You're in a very interesting point in the relationship where you both know that you like each other, but you don't quite know where it's going to go just yet. And there are just so many questions and so many things that you are probably, you keep going back to and keep replaying in your mind. And so in all of that, you know, chaos that can be going on, continue to seek wisdom from God. Continue to lean on him. Continue to pray about whether or not this is the man for you, and continue to keep your hands open and ready for what it is that God has for you. It certainly sounds like there is a lot of potential here for a really beautiful relationship. And so I wish you, our writer, this week the best of luck as you continue to get to know this man. And I pray that something I said today was helpful to you. All right, it is time for the May We Suggest segment of the podcast, where I will suggest to you something that I've been reading or watching or eating or wearing this week that made life all the more beautiful and just made me so much happier to be alive. Everything will be linked in the description of this episode for you to check out, should there be a link for it. And this week, there is. So my suggestion this week is the audiobook version of Persuasion by Jane Austen. I'm a big audiobook lover. I also love physical books. I love winding down with a book in bed. But what I love about audiobooks is it just enables you to interact with so many more stories than you would have been able to. And so, yes, Persuasion by Jane Austen. It is narrated by Florence Pugh and performed by a whole cast. And I had not yet read this book, but I knew the story. But I had heard from quite a few Austen fans and people that I trust their taste that this was actually their favorite book of hers. And so I finally decided it was time to try it out. And this audiobook is really lovely. It just has wonderful performances, beautiful music sprinkled throughout, even some sound effects, which is really fun. So if you've been looking for a new audiobook to turn on while you drive to school or do your chores, or even just relax with a cup of tea on the porch, this might be the one. So to wrap up this episode, if you want to get in contact with me, you can search my name on any of the socials and reach out. And of course, check out Wallflower Journal for articles about relationships, beauty, recipes, personal stories, and so much more. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to Dear Wallflower today. If you have a question you would like answered, you can send your letter to dearwallflower@wallflowerjournal.com. Every letter read will be kept totally anonymous. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.